This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, May 20th, 2019. Make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have a very special guest. Angela Renee is CEO and designer of Renee Tyler Plus Sizes 12 and Above. A trailblazer in the plus industry, she has helped pave the way for the plus size brands that are now being recognized in the fashion industry. She made history as the producer of Hot Curves LA Fashion Week, the first plus size fashion show during LA Fashion Week in 2012. She made history again as the first plus size brand to show at the prestigious Art Hearts Fashion at LA Fashion Week in the fall of 2016 and spring of 2018. Renee Tyler has been featured on AMC's Dietland, and her designs have been worn by celebrities such as Laverne Cox, Marsha Ambrosia, and Erica Campbell. Her most recent accomplishment is the opening of her signature boutique, Renee Tyler Plus Sizes 12 and Above, located at the Grand Canal Shops at the Palazzo, making it the only plus size boutique on the Las Vegas Strip. And we are so excited to have her on the show today. Let's welcome Angela Renee. Hi.
Hey, Shanice. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for being on the show today. I know you're very busy.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be there, to be here, and I've got a little sinus thing, so just bear with me, but I am thrilled to talk to you as always.
So let's start from 2016. Some of the listeners might be familiar with you as Purple Diva Designs, but then in 2016, you decided to take your brand to the next level and become Renee Tyler. Now, tell us why you needed the rebranding.
Well, I felt, you know, Purple Diva, everyone knows I have the purple hair, and I love purple's my favorite color. But I thought that the brand, you know, I wanted to just make the brand a little bit more upscale, make it a little bit more mainstream. And since I do specialize, like, in evening wear and, you know, red carpet wear, I kind of wanted to just juice the brand up a little bit, make it a little bit more prestigious and kind of just take the brand to the next level. And I just felt like, you know what, my middle name's Renee, my son's middle name is Tyler. And that's how we came up with the name Renee Tyler. So it just fit and it just felt right. And it's you know, it's doing really, really well. And I'm really glad for everything, you know, that we've done and that's happened since we've changed the name. It's really, really going well for us.
Now, one of your first accomplishments that I mentioned in the intro is Hot Curves LA Fashion Week. Now, tell us, why did you think it was necessary to have a plus size fashion show during LA Fashion Week?
Well, at that time, there was really nothing for us. We did have Full Figure Fashion Week did come to, you know, Gwen DeVoe did come to L.A. and bring Full Figure Fashion Week that one year. But after that, there really wasn't anything for us. And, of course, I came to you because you were our fabulous host for both the 2 years that we did the show. And, you know, it was just really encouraging. You really encouraged me. You really, you know, it was really necessary because in L.A. there's really nothing for us. And that's why I really, really wanted to do the show, and I felt that there was definitely a need for the plus-size community in Los Angeles to be featured because there was nothing for us at the time, absolutely nothing.
So as you said, you did it for 2 years. Will you ever bring that show back?
I will if we can get the designers, because I'm really all about the indie brands, because one thing that I really do feel that's lacking in the industry is that the indie brands don't get the recognition they deserve. You see a lot of the now the mainstream designers that are coming along, and it's like, oh, we're carrying plus brands, we're carrying plus brands because it's the trendy thing to do. They see the money that's to be made, and they have the bigger budgets than some of our indie designers like myself have. So I really want to feature, I want to do it to put them out there and give them a platform, because really indie designers don't get the platforms that the mainstream designers do. So I would really love to bring it back, especially if people, we can get more designers, we can get more people involved, and I would definitely consider bringing it back, absolutely.
So after Hot Curves, you mm-hmm. went on to still do amazing things, and you made another big accomplishment by being the first plus-size brand at iHeart's Fashion. Now, tell us why that was so significant, because everybody maybe not be familiar with the show. So tell us why that's so big and exciting.
iHeart's Fashion is one of the biggest fashion platforms right now. They do Los Angeles, they do New York, I believe they do Dubai as well. But they're one of the mainstream fashion outlets at this time as far as fashion is concerned. And they had never had a plus-size designer in their show ever. And so I approached Eric Rossetti. He's the actual founder and creator of iHeart's Fashion. And he was willing to take a chance on me. And he was, you know, he knew that I had a product that people would want to see, because you go to these shows and you see plus size women that look like you and I in the audience, but they're not represented on the runway. So that was really a big, major accomplishment for me. And I was really glad that Eric gave me that opportunity, because it was very, very important and still is important to show, you know, women sizes 12 and above on the runway, because it's, you know, fashion's for everyone, not just 0 to 4.
So if somebody is listening and not familiar with your brand, tell us the type of clothing you carry, the size range, and the price point.
Okay. Like I said, you know, evening wear is my specialty, but I also do, you know, ready to wear. We do casual in the boutique, because we're in Las Vegas. We carry quite a full range of items for plus size women. We have, you know, we have bathing suits, we have skirts, we have dresses, you know, we have jumpsuits ready to wear, but we also do evening wear because, like I said, that's my specialty. Price points are anywhere from, I would say, we have things in our store from, say, $60 all the way up to $6,000 and up, depending on what you want, because I also do custom design. So there's a market here for everyone. I mean, there's something here for everyone, and we also do extended sizes. So, I mean, right now I have clothing in the store right now up to a 5-6X. So we do extended sizes as well. So we try to do real plus-size fashions and not just, you know, the typical you'll see 0 to 14, you know, I'm sorry, 12 to 14, maybe a 16, because a lot of the designers will only go up to a size, say, a 16, maybe an 18 if you're lucky. But that's mm-hmm. what, you know, we do here at the boutique, and that's what the brand is all about. It's really trying to fit all curvy women, as many as women as possible, because we don't get the options that the other sizes do.
And you opened your boutique in Las Vegas, which is a huge accomplishment on the Las Vegas Strip, where
yes.
everybody knows, everybody goes. So how has that experience been so far?
Well, so far it's been really, really fantastic for us, because we're one of a kind. We're the only one in the actual Palazzo, because here on the Strip, of course, you have all the major hotels, but we're in the resort, which is the Palazzo, which is attached to the Venetian, and inside the Venetian and the Palazzo in between is where all the shopping is, and that's where we're located. But we're in the Grand Canal Shops at the Palazzo, which is on the other side of the hotel, and it's really great because it gives women something that they never had before. This is a whole new thing. We're the only one on the Strip, period. There's no other plus size boutique on the Las Vegas Strip. So, I mean, this has been just like a wonderful experience for us, because we're welcomed and we get people from all over the world coming here. And I've had a lot of clients from different countries and people who've already come back to see us a second or third time that don't live in the United States. And that's really, really has been just so fantastic for us. And we want to give, you know, we want to give women here and, you know, everywhere, because we also do have our, you know, we have a website as well, which is ReneeTyler.com. So we do, you know, ship, and we're really just trying to expand the brand so that more people can hear about us and know about us and get beautiful clothes in their size.
And now you're also getting a lot of celebrity clients wearing your clothing to mainstream events.
Yes, Yes, and that's really exciting because people have seen our you know, with social media, you know, we do a lot of things on Instagram and we have a few stylists that follow us, but we work with one that we just love, and her name is Kat Eves, and she's really just been wonderful with us and really have helped put the brand out there. We made a custom gown for Dulce Sloan from The Daily Show that she wore to the Emmys, and we just did a gown with her for the singer Mary Lambert. She did a concert for recovery at the Grammy Museum this past weekend with Macklemore, so that was a really great thing for us. And, you know, people are seeing us. That's how we got Dietland. We got the Dietland. People approached us because they had gone online and saw different fashion shows and loved our show that we did at Art Hearts Fashion, and they loved that footage. And that's the footage that was actually shown on the show. So, you know, people, it's just word of mouth and getting with really good stylists who love what we do. Like Christina is from the Only Agency. That's how we got Laverne Cox, because we had sent something to her for Danielle Brooks, and it didn't work out for Danielle. So Laverne tried it on and loved the dress, and she ended up wearing it, and that was for the Netflix Strong Black Lead campaign, and she shot it in all of the promos and all of the stuff. So it was really, really wonderful. So that's really been a blessing for us, you know, to help us get the brand and extend the brand and more people find out about it.
So you have been doing a phenomenal job with your rebrand and the growth of your brand. You're getting mainstream celebrities, mainstream press. Do you feel with the caliber of your accomplishments that you've been supported by the plus size community?
No, not at all. No, I don't know. I mean, I'll say that there's people like you. I mean, there's people who have, but I feel like it's not mainstream across the board. I feel like if you're, you know, we're in right now, we've got like this whole influencer thing going on. And I feel like if you're not in with certain influencers or you're not with this person or with that person, you don't really get the support. I feel that for a store like mine's to be on the Las Vegas Strip, I was actually one of my biggest accomplishments also that really was a blessing is I was featured on the cover of the our local newspaper here for Black History Month. So I feel that sometimes I don't like to play this whole race card thing, but it is what it is. And I feel like as a woman of color, if I wasn't a woman of color, I think there would be a lot more support for me and my brand. I'm going to be honest with you. It is what it is. So I feel that we still have a long way to go, and I'm going to continue to do what I do, and the people who support me, fine. The people who don't, that's fine. But I'm not going to let that stop me from doing what I do. But I wish there was more support within the plus community, but there really isn't, I hate to say.
So you do want to collaborate with people, though. So tell us about some of the collaborations that you've had in your boutique and who are you interested in working with in the future?
Oh, that's a very good question. Well, I just finished doing a collaboration with 11 on Array. They were here. We did a trunk show here in the store. And I met Patrick. Patrick came into my store, who's, you know, he's the CEO of the company, and he had come into the store and was like, oh, my God, this store is fabulous. This is a plus-size store in Las Vegas. I had no idea this was even here, which a lot of people don't know, even with all the promotions. So they came in. We did a trunk show for the weekend. It was fantastic. So I'm all about, because I do have the boutique, and I want to give people that platform who say maybe they don't have a store and they want to maybe go from a couple of cities and they say, hey, I'm going to stop in Vegas, or I'm going to stop in L.A., or I'm going to stop in Arizona, and I want to do some pop-ups. I'm all about doing that, because I feel like I want to help people, because there are people like you and there are other people in this industry who have helped me. And if I can help somebody, you know, come along and help them get their exposure for their brand and we can do some things together, I would love that. But I really want to collaborate as far as doing more fashion events, because I feel like if we can get people out to see what other indie designers like Jabri, like my mind's kind of going blank right now, but there are some really good ones that are out there. Like I love Jill Alexander that have been in the game a long time, like myself, who really have a good quality product And I would love to collaborate with them as far as fashion shows or pop-ups if they want to come to Vegas, or we could do a couple of little different cities and we can do some meetups and meet and greets. But, you know, everyone's vision is different. But if someone wanted to contact me and say, hey, this is something that I really would love to do, I'm open to hearing from any indie designers that are out there that would love to do something together. I'm totally open for that.
Well, that's awesome, because some people would say, I wouldn't let another indie designer bring their clothing in my store. That's a conflict. But to you, you're trying to support other people. So that's awesome.
Yes, because I feel like, and especially if they have a good product and we have a good working relationship, I would carry their product in my store. Absolutely. I mean, why I would, because I think there's a lot of people that have great visions and have really great, should I say, clothing and great design, and maybe something that I don't carry that I could carry in my store. You know, maybe we could do a few pieces or something like that. I'm so open to that, because I feel like that's the only way that we're going to get more exposure. So if I can get somebody to come in here and say, hey, I never heard of this brand. Well, this brand is out of Atlanta, or this brand is out of D.C., or this brand is out of L.A., that's going to give them exposure, but that's also going to bring more people into my store, and then maybe we can collaborate with each other. You know, if they ever decide they want to open a boutique or they want to do something like that, then they could put my product in their boutique. So it helps. It's like sharing the wealth. You know, we all are in this together, and the more that we help one another, the more we're all going to come up together.
Yes. Now, I have to ask you, because there are a lot of ladies that listen to my show that want to be plus-size models. So
yes.
If anybody is interested in modeling for you, tell us, what are your requirements? What are you looking for? And then how do they submit?
Okay. I get this all the time, and I love to hear from people who are interested. But it's all about the professionalism, number one. You have to be professional. You need to be at least, because we're really trying to do petite plus-size models as well, because a lot of the women that come in here are like 5'5", 5'4". I've even had some that were like 4'9", 4'11". I mean, really little petite women, but of course they're plus size, so they have a hard time finding clothes that are, you know, they're always too long for them. So I really, at this point right now, we're looking for, you know, taller models. So we're looking for models who are at least, you know, 5'8", 5'9". They need to be professional. They don't, even if you're starting out, you know, I'm willing to help and mentor girls, because there's a lot of girls who have come through me. There's like Jazz and Veronica. They're now with IPM. Those are girls who I mean, Veronica, I've worked with her. Gosh, that was when I even first started, when I didn't even have a website, and I was making jewelry back then and a couple of dresses. So it's all about getting that experience. You know, a lot of these girls think that they want to be Ashley Graham and they've never walked in a show. But, you know, you have to be professional. You have to have good pictures. Even if you don't have a portfolio, you can always submit some pictures, you can submit a video, but you just must be professional, have the right clothes, the right look, do your homework and see what some of these other girls are doing out there in the market. You know, have a good headshot. If you don't have a comp card, like I said, get some good pictures with all of your information on it. We accept all size ranges from 12 and above. You know, minimal tattoos. I've shot with girls with tattoos, but for what we're doing with Renee Tyler, if you have, you know, them on your back or they're, places like on your legs or somewhere where you really can't see them, that's okay. But we're not looking for girls who are all completely tatted up and then they say, oh, well, you know what, I can put makeup on. And then the makeup's all over my clothes. So that's
right.
A no for me. So that's a deal breaker for me. So if you're, you know, I'm not saying you can't have any, but minimal tattoos, just professional. Look and see what the girls are doing that are in the industry, that are making money, that are professional, that are getting work, and you emulate those girls, because those are the girls, that's what you need to strive to be. Look for the girls who are out there, who are making the money, who you see in the ads, who you see getting work and getting paid. So that's the best advice I can. And be humble, be open to suggestions, and know who the players are in the industry, because I've gone to model castings where people didn't know. I mean, there are people who want to work, but they don't even, not that I'm like the Oprah of the plus size industry, but know who these people are and be professional, because you never know who's sitting next to you or who's in that room with you that can help you to that can help you and help you build your brand and build your, you know, build you as a model if that's really what you want to be. So know who the players are, do your research, be professional, and get you some professional photographs. I cannot stress that enough.
So do you prefer working with models that are local to Las Vegas?
No, most of, to be honest with you, there aren't, I haven't, I've got two good ones here in Las Vegas that I know of, that I know that I work with all the time and on a regular basis. Most of the girls that I work with are from Los Angeles. And I have worked with Lyris, who I just love. And if anyone needs, that's who you need to look to. You need to look to Lyris and those girls like her, Lyris Cross, who've been in the industry. And they know, I mean, Lyris has a book out. There's all these different place, you know, people that you can, you know, look to help you if you really want to do this and you really want to do this. But I always tell girls, make sure, you know, keep your day job. There's too many girls out there. It's not a, the market is oversaturated. It's not to discourage anybody, but it's just to let you know this is something that you have to build your way up to. It's not going to happen overnight, but, you know, you've got to just do your homework and gradually work your way into it. It's not going to happen for you overnight. There's nobody in this industry that's become, that's an overnight sensation. Ashley Graham was not an overnight sensation. She worked. Lyris was not an overnight sensation. These girls have been in the trenches. They've worked. They've built their brands. They've built their way up. And that's what it takes if you really want to be successful. But we're looking for models from wherever. So all they have to really do is just submit their pictures. They can always send a video, and they can submit it to Renee Tyler Designs with an S at gmail.com.
So your passion is plus sizes, but one of your brands is more inclusive with the 40 Plus Divas fashion show. Now tell us about that one.
Yes, that's something that we did, which was, it was because I'm a 40-plus diva, so a lot of my clients are 40 and above, and we thought, you know, in the age of everyone being, like, you know, younger and in their 20s and a lot of these younger models, I was coming in contact with a lot of older ladies who were, like, fabulous and, you know, had modeled when they were in their 20s or just always wanted to be a model, so we came up with the concept of 40-plus divas, and that's a brand that I really have, I'm really passionate about because it gives women like myself and in my age group a chance to model, to build their confidence, and just to really support women in their 40s and above because sometimes we're overlooked. And, you know, a lot of the, you know, you see the franchises out there now, the Bravo franchises, you've got the Housewives, all these women are 40 and above. And it's a really, it's really a part of the culture now because everyone's not in their 20s and or their 30s. So that's something that we did in Las Vegas a few years ago. We're going to do it again, and it is a fashion show where we do size all sizes. So it's zero all the way up. It's all different. You know, we had women, the oldest woman in our show was in her 80s, and she really looked like she was like in her 60s. I mean, so these women, these are not little women walking down all hunched over. I mean, these women were fabulous, and we're going to definitely do that again. So that's 40. You can just go to 40divas.com, and you can get all information regarding that. But we're going to hold that again in we're going to do that again in here again in Las Vegas. So it's 40plusdivas.com.
Yeah, and everybody isn't in their 20s anymore because I turned 40 in November, so I'm in the category now too.
Hey, so see, now you're a 40 plus diva girl. So now there you go. So there, you're in there. So, and you're still young and you're still fabulous. And that's why we really want to do this. And it was a wonderful event because what we did with that, we also had them. We had the different designers, we had the models, and we also had vendors. So it was a vendor thing. We had women. We had a stylist that came and talked about personal style, how to build your style. We had all different types of vendors from jewelry to dentists, to teeth. I mean, we had everything, and we, you know, we really wanted to just have something for women, you know, 40 and above so that they feel inclusive into fashion because fashion is for everyone. It doesn't matter. Fashion doesn't stop just because you're 40 years old. You know, these women are out here really killing it right now in the game, and we want to just continue that positivity and to really promote, you know, women on a whole, whether, you know, they're plus-size women with Renee Tyler or they're women over 40 and they're not necessarily plus-size, and then also those plus-size women that are over 40 as well. So it's something that I'm really, really passionate about.
So you have a lot on your plate, a lot of positive things happening. What is the ultimate goal for your career and your brand?
The ultimate goal for me would to be to have Renee Tyler stores all over the country and really all over the world. I would just love it to be a global brand where women, because the women come in here all the time, they're like, oh my gosh, if only you were in Denver, if only you were in Dallas, if only you were in D.C., if only you were in San Francisco. You know, there's a need for what we have because some of the store, I mean, the mainstream stores are still missing the mark when it comes to fashion. No hating on the department stores, but, you know, if you go to, say, a Macy's or a Dillard's or a Nordstrom, you're only going to get so much. And then if you buy, you're going to an event or you're going somewhere, you're going to see somebody with the same exact outfit. So we really try to give you a broad range of different styles. But to be honest, that would be the ultimate goal for me, because I really would love Renee Tyler, you know, to be a household name, a lifestyle brand with, you know, everything from shoes to handbags to accessories, you know, fragrances, the whole nine yard. I would just love the Renee Tyler brand to be a global commodity where no plus size woman would have to worry about finding something for themselves, you know, because there's too many of them that still come in here and say, oh, I just couldn't find anything. And, you know, so I've even had women come in who have gotten married and said, oh, if I only had came to you before I got married, you know, and that it makes me feel good, but it makes me feel sad at the same time because they still could not find what they were looking for and they had to settle. You know what I mean? That's why I'm really, really trying to, you know, to extend the brand, and that would be my ultimate goal, would to be able to be in, like, at least in, you know, more of the major cities so that people would have more opportunity to find me and to find something that really makes them feel good and feel confident.
So do you have anything else happening that we could be on the lookout for, or anything that you want to mention that we didn't cover?
Well, actually, we're doing, besides the 40 Plus Divas, the newest brand that I'm coming up with is called Zero to Plus. And Zero to Plus is going to be a fashion event that is going to be for everyone. Just like the 40 Plus Divas is Zero to Plus, but it's for women over 40. We're trying to get together to do together this brand. Well, we're starting it. It's called Zero to Plus, and it's going to be fashion for everyone. It's going to be big and tall men. It's going to be petite models. It's going to be plus size models. It's going to be just anyone who has a passion for fashion and really knows the industry, knows fashion and modeled or had modeled before, wants to try out, because we, for this particular event, we're looking for models who have modeled before. This is really not an amateur type of thing. These are for models who have experience, but we want to showcase models of all sizes, including men and big and tall men. So that's something that we're working on. We're going to be holding a model casting soon. And Zero to Plus does, I mean, we don't have the actual website up yet. We have the Instagram page, which is Zero to Plus, spelled ZeroToPlus fashion show. So that's on Instagram. There is an, there's also a Facebook page. So you can always follow us through there. And then once the website gets up, you'll find out more information about that. But that's the next passion project that I have going on besides.
So this is an exclusive, because this is the first I've heard of this. So this, you're dropping this exclusive on my show.
You know, only for you. I'm only going to give the people, only you know about this. So no one else knows about this but you. But we're, you know, we've got so many things going on because we're in the process. We've been in the Palazzo for a year, and actually our lease is, we only signed our lease for a year. So we're going to be maybe possibly moving to the Fashion Show Mall. It's not written in stone yet, but if we don't end up, we're going to either stay here or we're going to be over the Fashion Show Mall, which is the mall that's right across the street from us, and that's where Saks and Neiman's and Nordstrom and all of the major stores are. It's right across the street from the Wynn Hotel and right across the street from where we are. So we've got a lot of things going on. We're just trying to, you know, we're just that little engine that could, and we're just trying to keep, you know, going, and just trying to put the best product out there and just give people different options when it comes to fashion. But, you know, of course, being a plus-size woman, that's going to always be my baby and my passion project and what I'm going to do, going to strive my best to be the best at, because sometimes people do too many things and then the other things kind of slack, you know, or they slack off on other things. But, you know, Renee Tyler and the plus size woman is going to always be, you know, my first priority. So I'm just really thrilled and blessed that I can do what I do and that God's given me these opportunities and that I've met so many wonderful women in this industry and people like you who've always encouraged me to be my best and to really just take plus size to the next level, because a lot of times, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there in any industry. It doesn't have to be plus, but that's not so great. And it kind of tarnishes the brand when you're really trying to build, you know, plus size women and lift plus size women up. So I really want to try to keep it, you know, beautiful, classy, elegant, and really make plus size women look and feel good.
Well, you're doing just that, and you have an amazing brand, and you're just getting started. You are going to have so many more things to come, and I'm excited to see you soar. So before you go, tell us your official website and all of your social media pages.
Okay, so the website is Renee Tyler, and it's Renee with one N, RENETYLER.com. Our Instagram is Renee Tyler plus size. Our Twitter is at Renee Tyler plus. And our email is Renee Tyler Designs with an S at gmail.com. And we're located on the Las Vegas Strip at the Palazzo.
And I saw that you are taking orders online now.
Yes, we do have a website, and we're trying to keep up with the demand on the website. That's our priority that we're really working on right now, because we have a lot of items that we get in, and before we can get them up on the website, they're here in the boutique, and they sell out. So I always tell people, if you don't see something on the website, always watch us on our Instagram, because a lot of times we'll do specials, we'll do sales, we'll have a, you know, maybe we have one or two items and we'll, you know, we need to get rid of. Or you can also call us. I'll give you the phone number here. It's 725-201-3500. That's our, I'll repeat again, 725 area code, 201-3500 is the number to the store. You can always call us and say, hey, I saw this on the website. Have you got it back in stock? Because sometimes they sell out, we'll get them in, and we don't have a chance to get them up on the site right away. So you can always call us if you have any questions. But modeling inquiries, we do not answer those over the phone. You must submit through our website or our Gmail, because everything's on our website, including our information and how to submit it, or if you want to contact us. It's all on our contact us page on our website.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. And I'm so excited for you, and you know you always have my support.
You know, I adore you. You know, I've just, you've helped me so much in this business more than anybody else has. And I owe you a debt of gratitude, and I just appreciate everything that you've done for us and for our brand and that you continue to do in the plus size industry. And I just feel if we need more people like you to help each other, and if we can help each other, the plus size can only do anything but go up, you know. The more of us that come together, the better we're all going to be. So thank you again for everything and for having me on the show.
Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too, sweetie. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you to my fabulous guest this evening, Angela Renee. Make sure you check her out at Renee Tyler Plus Size Boutique. Visit her website and follow her on Instagram. And thank you for tuning in and supporting. As always, until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to the Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.